You're listening to Irish Radio Canada at Home and Abroad, and I'm delighted to be catching up with Mark Purdy again. Mark is the chair of the Canada-Ireland Foundation, and recently he had the opportunity to take a wonderful trip to the west of Ireland, to Ballina area and down near Killala, I think. And Killala, there's a history between that neck of the woods and Canada, because as far as I recall, there was one, at least one ship sailed out of there for gross eel. But there's also a relationship that as a result of that, where a Canadian company has returned and is providing employment in that area, and that is TELUS. And there was a concert recently celebrating, I think, a variety of things, and I'm going to let Mark talk to you about all that. Mark, thanks a million for coming back.
Thanks, Austin. It's great to be here, and thank you for everything you do in the community. I had a wonderful trip to Ballina, and it was a concert called Bound for Canada, composed by Ordrin O'Cassidy with his daughter, Shabail. And the event was organized by Sheila Flanagan from Dundalk Institute of Technology. And we did the original concert here in Toronto in March of 2023 and at the Elgin Theatre. And we had 800 people come for the concert. It was really well attended and very successful. And they wanted to do a concert in Ireland to also commemorate the famine. And Ballina was chosen. It's a lovely little theater there. They employed a local choir. And we had the Irish ambassador from Canada, Ireland, Dennis King there, and Dara Callery, who's the Minister of Community and Rural Development, was there as well, and local folks from the Mayo Council. And they did it on two nights. I went to the first night, the opening night, along with Robert Kearns, founding chair. William Peat was there, the executive director, with his mom from Dublin. And we had Helen Downs from the Shannon Chamber of Commerce, who's also on the board of the Canada-Ireland Foundation. And Mark Duffy, who's the treasurer, came in from Dublin with his wife, Bernice. So it was a good crowd. They're raising money for the Sunflower Children's Hospice, which is a really great organization that part of the world is underfunded for children's hospice. And TELUS, as you mentioned, was a lead sponsor, along with Canadian, who is run by Aidan Flatley, very prominent in the Irish community here, and also in Westport. So Seamus Kenny was there representing Canadian, and it was a very good fundraiser for the hospice and shone a light on the local community there.
So, Mark, a few years ago, I know when Joe Biden was the president, he went back and there was he went to Ballina, and it brought it into the Mayo US connection. And what you were doing and what this was highlighting was the Mayo Canada connection, and that has become an awful lot more relevant and prominent. But I want to draw attention to something I saw just in the last few days, and that was that Ireland has come out on top as being the most generous country in the world. Hmm. And Canada has slipped down to number 20. Or that it thinks, I saw a headline that, Jay, Canadians are less generous than they were. They're at their worst in the last 20 years. Right. And this is a good opportunity for maybe for us to kind of say, well, here's an opportunity before the end of the year to correct that.
Yeah, I
Canada Ireland Foundation would welcome.
We would. The need is greater than ever, but I think it's also a great in the local community. And some of that slip down from Canada is probably reflective of the broader economy in the last 10 years in terms of where we are and where we're ranked in terms of productivity, et cetera, from a business perspective. And you can see that Ireland is doing extremely well and people are being generous. I think that will come back. I think Canadians have been, you know, generally pretty welcoming to folks that come here, and hopefully we can get back closer to the top 10 when we're talking this time next year.
And to that extent as well, I think what would concern me more than anything else is that over the last 10 years, particularly, we have become a little bit more insular in that COVID certainly caused us to pull into ourselves, and that the chaos that's in the world, it's, you know, as Irish, when we were at our worst, and I say that not from individual, but when the Ireland was at its worst in 1847 and Canada opened its doors, Canada was not a wealthy country at that time, and yet its generosity was huge. So what I'm suggesting is that we all need to dig a little deeper, and that there's an awful lot of us are living very comfortable lives, and that we could afford to dig a little deeper, and it really wouldn't have a negative impact on our life. And that, as you said, the need is great, but also given that what we do and we all, what you do, is helping to continue to carry the message,
yeah,
that contributing to the Canada Ireland Foundation is not apples into an orchard.
We are very excited about 2026 and opening the Corlick, and really to showcase Irish hospitality and welcome everyone in the community. And we're certainly prepared to do that. And we're working with all levels of government, the City of Toronto, to the events, recently contributed $2.2 million to the Corlick, and certainly the Government of Canada and the Government of Ireland, so who have been very supportive of everything that we do. And now that we have Mr. Carney and as the Prime Minister, the Irish connections are even stronger. And the folks in Mayo and that area are looking forward to welcoming him there next year, and are quite excited about that. I know he's very close to his Irish roots as well. So in that whole spirit, I think you're right. We can all give a little bit more, and hopefully we can dig a bit deeper as we get into the Christmas season.
And when you talk in terms of the Corlick, I know the opening is planned for March. Things are on schedule?
We're on schedule. We are going to have our first festival, the Bealtaine Festival, in May. So that'll really be the, if you say, grand opening of the building, where we'll have hopefully a very good play that people will be very excited to come see, and hope you'll come and join us. We'll be announcing that soon, and we're setting up the rest of the year of the programming for 2026. But we are pushing very hard to get the building open in March. Construction projects are always notoriously can be delayed for various things, but we're working very closely with all of the various folks to get it open.
And we will watch that closely, because I know what the hope is, I think, that you will have the 17th of March, that you can celebrate it in the Corlick,
yes,
building. That
correct.
Is
correct. That's the hope.
That, yes, is the hope. And again, I will urge that, given the importance of nurturing heritage, and I think also it's worth mentioning here that the Irish have always acknowledged that we punch above our weight when it comes to the arts, and the contribution then that the arts has to enriching the relationship, the ongoing relationship between Ireland and the rest of the world, that what we bring to the table is tremendous, that having a space where that is nurtured and presented on an ongoing basis is powerful for us as a community. And donations, if you go on to Canada Ireland Foundation, is it .ca or .com?
.com.
Yep. .com, CanadaIrelandFoundation.com. You will find the opportunity there to make a donation, and they are tax receipts can be issued.
Yes, that's correct.
Indeed. So anything over $20, you can get a tax receipt, and we are in the giving season, so it is a good opportunity. Again, CanadaIrelandFoundation.com. And Mark, I want to wish you and the family a very happy Christmas, and hopefully for the foundation a prosperous 2026, and I look forward to being able to enjoy some of the entertainment and the atmosphere of the Corlick Centre.
Thank you, and a happy Christmas to you as well, and all your listeners. And we're certainly getting ready to welcome everybody in 2026. Thank you.